This man carries a firearm. It's in a holster where everybody can see it. Joe Fisher, voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores. Joseph, good morning.
Hey, as long as you carry it out there in the open, you know, I guess it's okay.
Yeah. That's right.
I don't know.
All right, well, what's going on with practice as Vanderbilt gets ready for Rice?
Well, a lot of focus on fundamentals, trying to get back to being in the right place at the right time. You know, there were a number of times in the game Saturday where either guys went the wrong way on an offensive scheme or lined up in a wrong place or whatever, and as a result missed blocking assignments. And so there's been a lot of focus on that. I think Ted Kaine, Jimmy Kaiser, and the offensive staff have probably whittled down the playbook a little bit. I think they're going to, you know, sort of try to do fewer things but do things better, and that seems to be a pretty good plan of attack. This is a group that just needs a little confidence right now. They've got to, and offensively, they've got to find a way to stay on the field longer. That defense was just on the field far too long. They played, I thought, played a tremendous game, but I think they kind of ran out of gas in the last few minutes, and that was understandable being on the field 38 minutes. So all those things coming together, trying to focus to get ready for a Rice team that can move the football. You know, they get up and down the field as well, and they've played some tough competition already. This is their home opener, so they'll be ready to play, look for their first win. So this will not be an easy trip to Houston.
Well, you talk about an offense needing some confidence. How much importance do you place on early in the game getting Larry some throws, you know, that are high percentage to give him some confidence to get things started?
Well, you know, I would normally say I think that's probably a pretty good focus. But I think if you go back and look at the game, a lot of the throws that were missed were pretty high percentage throws. You know, there were a couple of passes to the wide open tight end that were rushed a bit, or underthrown. Now, I think Mississippi State's pressure had something to do with that, and I would imagine Rice has looked long and hard at that game plan, and that game film, to see what they can do to try to get pressure on Larry. I just think they've got to try to find a way to buy Larry a little time. He's got a very good arm. He's normally very accurate. So hopefully, like you said, he hits a couple of these passes early, maybe either on the run or with good protection, and sort of gets his confidence going.
And, Joe, it goes without saying that the Commodores' pass defense will be put to the test because Rice likes to throw the ball around.
Rice does a lot of things similar to what Vanderbilt does right now, and so they're going to have the defense and the secondary ready, and that's why, you know, you see a lot of guys in the secondary, they're a little banged up. Sean Richardson didn't practice yesterday. They're trying to, you know, heal him up a bit. Jamie Graham is still sitting out. It's funny, you know, not so many years ago, if you got a concussion in the first half, if they tested you in the second half and you reacted the right way, they'd send you back in. Now you have to be concussion symptom free for days before they'll put you back in. So Jamie, though I think will be ready to play on Saturday, is still questionable because he's still got to go another couple of days or another day before they are sure that he's totally symptom-free.
And apparently the fall baseball session pushed back a little. Is Mother Nature getting a piece of the action?
They have 45 days in the fall to get 30 practices in, and the clock starts once you start. You know, once you go out there, that's when your days begin. And so Tim Corbin said, well, there's no sense in, you know, trying to get out there now with it raining every day. And so they moved it a week to hopefully be able to start to get things in. So they'll still work out in the weight room and that, and the, you know, indoor hitting facility and all that, but they won't be out on the field for another week.
They're going to have the media home run derby this year?
I don't know. I would imagine. I know that you always look forward to that.
Yeah, Frank wants to come out and try it as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I would love to.
This year it'll be a fast pitch softball.
Joe, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, see you.
Wow. See you later.